Hello.
Hi, my name is Shane. I'm returning your call. I see the missed call. We're a home care agency.
I see. Oh, yes. So now, what's the name of your company?
I'm calling from Family First Home Care.
Well, okay. Is this the one that we can bring, you know, someone that we know that's a good person that works, that you pay to take care of us, you know, each day of the week, X amount of days? How does that work?
So where are you located? Where is the client located?
In Manhattan, in New York City.
Oh,
on Western
New York
Avenue.
City.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Is that out of your range? Because you're in Pennsylvania, right?
Right, that's right.
Yeah, so
we do have. Let me send you over. We do have a sister company that serves in.
A sister company?
Yeah.
Where is it located? Well, do they serve Manhattan, Upper West Side?
Yeah, correct.
What's the name of it?
Eagle Home Care.
Uh huh. Oh, okay. I've never heard of them, but so now, if I find like somebody who's like I trust them, because I have friends that are having very, very bad experiences. Especially after they leave hospitals, because they send in crews to do things, charge a lot of money, and don't do anything.
No, so that I think they send them certified caregivers only.
What?
The Eagle Home Care only sends certified, only people that are certified.
Well, what does certified mean?
Like they have HHA certification or PCA certification to be a caregiver.
I see. Well, and who pays for it? Medicaid?
Goes through the insurance, Medicaid, yeah.
I see. Okay, well, what do you do? Take my name, address, and phone number and see
if
I'm
the thing
certified?
Is, it's our sister company. Let me, if you're interested, I'll send them over to, I'll send over your information to them.
All right.
You have, is it for yourself?
Yes.
Oh, do you have Medicaid?
I don't know. I guess so. Medicaid, Medicare,
okay.
I think I have both.
I could actually check.
Well, sure. Well, tell me what you need to know. Almost everything, I'll tell you.
If you're unsure if you have Medicaid, then I'll need some information, and I'll check if you have Medicaid. So what's your first name?
Salvatore, S-A-L-V-A-T-O-R-E.
Okay, and your last name?
Casella, C-A-S-E-L-L-A.
C-A?
S-E-L-L-A.
S-E-L-L-A. Cecilia? Okay.
I'm sorry?
Your date of birth?
11/9/1942.
Your social security?
Well, now, I'm very hesitant to give that up. I mean, I need to know who I'm talking to.
Right.
You know,
so
my,
if you don't have, if you don't know if you have Medicaid, then I would need your first, last name, date of birth, social, and gender to check your if you have Medicaid.
Gender? I'm a male.
Right, but I would need your social as well. I can't check without that information.
Well, how about if I give you the last four?
They wouldn't know. They would need the full one.
And then what do you do with this information afterwards?
I would be able to check if your name is coming up on Medicaid to see if you're eligible for the services.
Well, I'm somewhat concerned about giving out my Social Security number.
I understand. I understand. If you don't, then
I
wouldn't be able to check.
Your ethics. It's just a case of, is there another? I mean, I'd love to comply with your request. Is there another way that we can do this?
The only other way is if you have your Medicaid ID. Do you have a Medicaid card? Can you check?
Well, if I had Medicaid card, then I have Medicaid, right?
Right. So maybe you're not aware that it's a Medicaid card.
Well, you're right, but I don't. I mean,
maybe actually, which insurance do you have? Maybe you could try with that.
Oh, okay. WellCare.
WellCare by Fidelis Care?
WellCare. WellCare.
Okay. Do you have the WellCare card?
No, I don't have the WellCare card. What do I do with that? See, I have an insurance agent who handles this
for me. On the insurance card, it would most probably say the Medicaid ID as well.
That's right. Well, I mean, shouldn't I be able to check on my own to see if I have Medicaid?
Not that I know of.
Why not? If it's a number that qualifies me, I should be entitled to my number. Then I could say, to your question, yes, I have Medicaid.
Well, you can anytime call your insurance and ask them.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I can't check without the information.
I hear you. So why don't we have this arrangement? Can you call me back in, say, 10 minutes?
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Well, try me sooner. I'm going to call my insurance agent.
Sure, that's not a problem.
And find out from him whether or not I should give you this information, and maybe he can speak to you and tell you what it is.
Yeah, not a problem.
But you don't know. WellCare is just like what? A provider for hospital and medical things, right?
So if you, so you could have Medicaid, and then you need an insurance that we bill for the services.
That's right.
But you must have Medicaid as well if you want the home care services.
I mean, there's another agency that wanted to come in, and timing hasn't been correct for us. So I started to look around because I heard somebody advertising on the television or someplace online. You know, listen, have your friend, have a neighbor, somebody you trust, blah, blah, blah. They'll come and do it, and we'll pay them that day. I mean, it was like very, you know, convincing. So I'm assuming that's all coming from Medicaid, right? Is the fact that I'm not 82 a qualifier?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Well, what's your first name, by the way?
My name is Shendell.
Shendell.
Yes.
Shendell, would you like to call me back in?
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Five, 10 minutes. Call me back. I'll see if Mr. Pond can either speak to you or give me the information. I'm going to ask him straight away. Should I be concerned about giving up my Social Security number? I'll just go from there. Let me ask him. Well, wait a minute.
Let you know, we always ask for social. We're a company, and whenever anyone calls for services, that's what we ask for, to check the Medicaid.
And you're not alone in that, I suppose. I mean, I've heard that before. I'll tell you what, just give me a second here. If you give me a second, I can reach for a pen and write down your information so I can tell him who you are. And if he wants to take the phone number as well, then we've got a connection going. Do you want
to? You know, Salvatore, I'll send in your number to our intake team so they can reach out to you. They will be able to help you with anything regarding getting the services.
Well, why don't we do this? I just got a brilliant idea, which is commonplace. Why don't you right now text me your name, your phone number, your company, and what you want, that you want, you know, you want Medicaid number.
Yeah.
I can now have it on my phone, and then I can share it with him. And then we can move forward very quickly rather than me search for a pen and type it in my phone.
Okay, that's not a problem. Yeah, I could definitely do that as well. Yes, that's not a problem.
So you can text me right while we're talking. And then let me confirm with you. So I'll hold while you type it in and give me the text information. And then if it's correct and everything, I'll call him and we'll plug it in. I'm anxious to do that. Because I want to show that I have progress on this and that I have help. I mean, one guy even said, look, I could even provide two different kind of people. If you have like a special kind of diet or this and that, we could have somebody who does a little more cleaning. I don't need somebody to walk down the street, hold my hand on a walker. I don't need that. What I need is physical support, and things that are like day to day living things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do people provide that? I mean, are these professionals or are these just folks that want to hang out and, you know, that are from uptown and want to talk to you and, you know, it's like there's no effort to do anything. I mean, will they wash a dish or something?
People are all caregivers. They're all certified. They're not just people over the street.
And what was the certification for? Are they nurses?
Yeah. It's not a nurse that we're, but they have certification. PCA? PCA certified?
Where are you in Pennsylvania?
Our Pennsylvania location is in Philadelphia.
No. I asked you where you are. Where are you located?
Our office in Pennsylvania is on Winding Drive.
Well, I think you're being a little evasive here. Do you operate from home? I mean, I don't care about that. I'm just, are you in New York State or are you in Pennsylvania? Physically, right now.
New York.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'm not against New York. Okay, so have you completed the text yet? Have you sent it?
I'll send it in the next minute, okay?
Yeah, in other words, you don't want it for me to confirm once I'm on the phone to say I received it
okay,
and this
yeah,
is
so
what
just
it
hold
said.
On a minute, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, please. That would make me feel more confident. And I'm sorry to do this cross-examining with you. It's just that I've had some difficulty at the bank, people trying to break into my account, you know, which is not much money to start with. And it's just the timeliness of it is troubling. I suppose you're listening to me, but you're busy typing the text,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm still here, yes.
Okay. Do these people who do the stuff that I feel friendly with and all that, do they have to be certified by, like, I don't know, the medical community? I mean, is it all that kind of certification, or are they just some people who are employees that have worked for companies?
So to be honest, I'm not sure exactly. That's why I said I'll have someone from the intake reach out. They will be able to exactly answer any questions regarding the certification and any questions.
Well, the bigger problem would be me having them here to answer the questions, because what do I know if they tell me? I mean, I need to know that. I just know there are people that I've known over time that are honest people. The biggest thing that I'm hearing with seniors is credibility and honesty. They're shucker and jivers. They really don't do any work. They just talk and run your mouth, go and spend the money. Do your people, are they attributed with going and spending money to buy lunch and everything for themselves? Hello?
Yeah. Well, yeah. What do you mean by that?
There's what do I mean?
To come, yeah, there are certified caregivers to come and help the patient.
Yeah, I understand that. No, I'm saying where I see them in like stores buying things and using a credit card, are they using their credit card or are they using a credit card from the company?
Sure, they're buying for themselves. They use their credit card.
Is that right? Okay, I'm looking for your thing now. Here we go. What is this? You're not 58835, right?
No.
The mattress company sending me something. I'm trying to get an adjustable frame for the mattress. and I'm getting ads and pretty pictures. Are you sure you sent it to me?
Yeah, to the your number 917-664-9800.
Okay, let me check. I maybe was looking the wrong way. I don't see anything here. I'm looking in that cloud thing, right? And let's see. Messages. You're good. Okay, no, that's not you. Hi, Salvatore, this is Shana. Is that you? Just a second, I have it here, I think.
Yeah, I just got your
Shanadel. You're Shandell from Eagle Home Care.
Yes.
Shandell from Eagle Home Care. Okay.
Yep.
We will need your Medicaid ID to check if you are eligible for home care service. Fair enough. Thank you.
Yes. Okay,
but
no problem.
You didn't tell me anything else. No, no, it's not okay. Because there's nothing here. There's no phone number.
That's the number. I texted from the number. That's my number.
Okay.
You want to the number?
Well, I don't see it in the text. You didn't include it in the text. I have to go up.
I can send you my number separately if you want that.
Sure. Send that with your name so that I can share this with the insurance agent guy, if you don't mind. And Eagle Home Care is the full brand of the company, correct?
Yeah. Correct.
Are they up on the stock exchange as well or not?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay, 267-551-7427. Okay, and it's very kind of you to call me this morning. I'm sure that, you know, everything is very cool. Okay, I'll tell you
I had a missed call from your number, so I'm returning your call, okay?
You're definitely sounding more and more like a New Yorker right now.
What do you mean?
No, I mean your accent, the way you're pronouncing things and saying things. Are you from like Queens or what area are you from?
No, upstate New York.
Oh, you are. Okay. Let me call him now.
No problem.
And if you can, call me back in a few minutes.
Okay.
And I will, and I can refer now this phone number to him, correct?
Yeah.
His name is Stephen Pan, P-A-N.
And he's from what here?
Oh, he's from my insurance agent. I have an agent, a person who is a specialist in this.
Uh-huh, I see. Okay.
All right.
No problem. Okay, yes.
And I'm sorry to put you through all these hurdles. I mean, for maybe something that's nothing, but...
That's okay, okay? No problem.
Okay, good. All right, thank you.
Okay,
we'll call you back.
Okay.
Somebody will call you back. Thank you very much,
okay,
and I appreciate your interest. Okay.